It's the 21st of June, 2008, and you're tuned to the Maxter Podcast. Hi everyone out there and welcome to the Maxter Podcast, podcast on everything Apple software, Apple hardware reviews, how to get the most out of your Mac, lots of tips and tricks to help all you users out there, whether you be beginners or advanced users, we've all got something for you. My name's Dave Perry and I'll be your host for these podcast episodes. A little bit about myself, well I'm an audio production technology student in my second year of a BA at the moment. I'm doing that at Buckshire Uni in Buckinghamshire. Also, behind me, I've done 2 years BTEC National in music tech as well. So, my main background is really sort of the engineering sort of side. It's what I've concentrated in most, and what I enjoy the most, to be honest, in the studio engineering and so forth. I'm a massive fan and very interested in internet media and sort of social media. Any kind of new technologies which are coming out and online, I just love kind of getting in and getting my teeth sunk into them and seeing what they're all about. And that's really how I kind of got into podcasts, and to be honest, just through social networking and meeting other people who would podcast in, and they kind of influenced me, and this is how I've kind of styled up my own podcast. And I do another podcast called the Uber Geek Podcast, which is along the similar kind of lines. It's a kind of a tech podcast, a bit of music technology, a bit of internet apps and sort of communication tech. This one I wanted to kind of split up slightly and concentrate a little bit more on the Mac side of podcasting. So this is how I came up with the Maxter Podcast. And on today's show, it's going to be a software review from a third-party company. Now, the way I came across this was quite interesting, to be honest, this bit of software. I started to... the other day we started to build Hannah's computer. It was a complicated process. We had to basically take everything off it and reinstall the operating system and put stuff back on, and then there was an error, so we had to uninstall it again and put PCI wireless card, blah 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 blah. Anyhow, basically what happens is I took all of her photos and her work. She has a lot of sort of graphic design work, Photoshop, photography, that kind of stuff. And I took it all off onto a USB pen, but the USB pen got erased, which was a complete nightmare and quite upsetting. So we thought it was all kind of, you know, that was the end of it. But basically, what I found online was a software, which is a data recovery software, which I came across just through a Google search, and it's a data recovery software for Apple, for the Mac. It's by Stellar Phoenix. It's their photo recovery software free. What this software does is recovers lost or deleted digital pictures, and it also recovers media files from your hard drives or any other removable media. It displays all the graphic image files and media files that it finds, and it allows you to recover all of them. So it's not just for photos. You can recover things like MP3 files. You can recover things like AVI, video files, that kind of stuff. It also allows you to take those images, such as JPEGs or your media file images, like your MP3s or your AVIs, and it allows you to preview them within the software. So you can immediately find the exact picture you want, or the exact audio file you want, or the exact movie file that you want, and you can preview it before you restore it, because restoration takes a little while to do. So it's a nice, easy way of seeing exactly, you know, what you're looking for and getting it out. The software works on Mac OS X 10.3.9 and above, including Mac OS X Leopard as well. They've actually released support for that now. The software uses a very nice graphical user interface. there are two main steps involved in using the software. Firstly, you have to scan the storage media device, and then you recover the files from that, which is self-explanatory, really. There are some advanced controls on there as well, which allow you to select which sort of file types you want to use. You can have JPEGs or MP3s. You can kind of go for a long list and choose exactly what you're looking for. Just narrows down the search and takes less time. The other cool thing which you can do is you can select select region option. What this do it can do, it can only scan the bad section. So if you know there's a certain section on the USB stick, for example, like we were doing, you can scan just that section and leave all the good section which is working. So that's quite a handy way of speeding up the process. The main user interface displays the storage media on the left-hand side of the panel. There's a panel on the left-hand side. It shows you your hard drives. It shows you your USB pens and so forth. There's two scan options which you get with your media. The first one is photo recovery. This option will search the entire drive for files and list them in a tree view. The other option is you can create an image. This option will allow you to create an image of the media which you're using, i.e. in our case the USB pen, which helps speed up the recovery of the media, purely because it doesn't have to read it off the USB pen, it can just read it straight off your hard drive. So that's quite a handy way of doing it. I can actually take the USB stick away because it was Hans Brothers. So what I did is use that feature, created an image of the USB stick. That turned it into a DMG and stuck it on my desktop. When I got home, I then just used the recovery software to recover it. Once scanned, the files are put into different folders, and they're split up by file type, so there'll be a JPEG folder, a GIF folder, an MP3 folder, etc, etc. You can then preview all the files, then you can use tick boxes to select certain files which you want to restore, or you can just hit the restore all button, which is very handy, and then it will start chugging away and it restores it to a destination of your choice. So overall, the software is very easy to use, very reliable, didn't crash me once, it's smooth running all the way through, nice and easy to work out, didn't need to read the instructions, it's very self-explanatory. You can get that software from stellarinfo.com, that's stellarinfo.com. It's priced at £21 for UK or $39 for the US, which is a very good price. I definitely recommend that you go out and check it out if you are doing data recovery and you're looking for a software to use. This is definitely the one for you. Thanks to Stellar Phoenix, actually, for sponsoring this episode of the Maxter Podcast. They helped me out, so they gave me a user license to try the software out so I could give you guys the review. So now, you guys, be supportive, go out there, check out the website, check out the software, download the demo and give it a go, and please let me know how you get on. I hope you enjoy the software, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Playing us out is the Plain White Tees and A Lonely September.
I'm sitting here all by myself, just trying to think of something to do. I'm trying to think of something, anything, just to keep me from thinking of you. But you know it's not working out, 'cause you're all that's on my mind. One thought of you is all it takes to leave the rest of the world behind. Oh, I didn't mean for this to go far as it did, and I didn't mean to get so close and share what we did, and I didn't mean to fall in love, but I did, and you didn't mean to love me back, but I know you did. I'm sitting here trying to convince myself that you're not the one for me. But the more I think, the less I believe it, and the more I want you here with me. You know the holidays are coming up, I don't wanna spend them alone. Memories of Christmas time with you will just kill me if I'm on my own. Oh. for this to go as far as it did. And I didn't mean to get so close and share what we did. And I didn't mean to fall in love, but I did. And you didn't mean to love me back. I know it's not the smartest thing to do, we just can't seem to get it right. But what I wouldn't give to have one more chance tonight. One more chance tonight. Sitting here trying to entertain myself with this old guitar, but with all my inspiration gone, it's not getting me very far. I look around my room and everything I see reminds me of you. Oh please, baby, won't you take my hand? We've got nothing left to prove. This to go as far as it did. And I didn't mean to get so close and share what we did. And I didn't mean to fall in love, but I did. And you didn't mean to love me back, but I know you did. And I didn't mean to meet you then. Just kids. And I didn't mean to give you chills the way that I kiss. And I didn't mean to fall in love, but I did. And you didn't mean to love me back, but I know you did.
You are tuned to the Maxter Podcast, podcasting live and direct from the UK. Podcasting on software applications and hardware reviews, system maintenance, and lots of tips and tricks to help you along the way. Please get in contact with me with any questions or comments about the show. The website address is themaxterpodcast.podomatic.com.